USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing a bill boosting the Federal Crime Victims Fund.
Day of hope and healing for victims of crime and organizations that support those victims of crime.
The White House saying it has lost billions of dollars over the past 5 years. Biden saying it's not enough to lock up perpetrators and argued crime victims need ongoing support. The National Weather Service is creating a new destructive severe thunderstorm category that will trigger alerts on all mobile devices. Starting July 28th, the Weather Service adding the damage threat tag to severe thunderstorm warnings. Severe thunderstorms can now be classified under three categories: destructive, considerable, and base. Warnings labeled destructive will automatically activate a wireless emergency alert on a smartphone within the area. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The NFL has laid out its strongest incentives yet for players to get the vaccine. According to a memo shared by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the league has mandated that a game cannot be rescheduled due to a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players, and that a team will be forced to forfeit, resulting in a loss for playoff seeding. The memo also says the league intends to play all of its games within the scheduled 18-week period, and a 19th week will not be added to the schedule under any circumstances, an idea that was floated in 2020 amid numerous outbreaks. The government is launching a $3 billion economic development initiative. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo telling reporters it will help provide hundreds of thousands of high-value jobs. She noted that millions of Americans continue to struggle from the economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. That includes women who have been trying to balance work and child care. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee on Thursday voted along party lines to advance President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Land Management. The committee voted 10-10 on the nomination of Tracy Stone Manning, which under the committee rules means it will advance to the full Senate floor. Stone Manning has been the subject of mounting Republican opposition over her connection to an act of environmental sabotage known as tree spiking. Republican committee member John Barrasso shares why he voted no.
Tracy Stone Manning collaborated with eco-terrorists. She lied to this committee, and she continues to harbor extremist views most Americans find reprehensible. She is thoroughly disqualified from holding the important position of director of the Bureau of Land Management. In 1989, while a grad student in Montana, Tracy Stone Manning collaborated with eco-terrorists who had hammered hundreds of metal spikes into trees in a national forest. This is the kind of spike that these eco-terrorists hammered into trees in our national forest in Idaho. Tree spiking involves hammering a metal rod such as this one into a tree trunk, either at its base where a logger or firefighter might cut into it, or higher up where it might mangle a mill's saw blade. Shards of broken blades fly through the air, resulting in horrific injuries.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.